This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arakel. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch party campaign for Bihar Assembly elections with an interactive session with party's booth level workers today. He will interact with the party workers under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot campaign. The Prime Minister stated that interacting with such dedicated workers provides renewed inspiration. Among NDA's constituent parties, BJP has released first list of 71 candidates for Bihar Assembly polls. The 243-member Bihar Assembly will go to polls in two phases on 6th and 11th of next month. The counting of votes will take place on 14th November. The Election Commission has issued directions to enforcement agencies to prevent the use of money power in the upcoming Bihar elections. The Commission has issued directions to all the enforcement agencies, including the State Police Department, State Excise Department, Income Tax Department, Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, Customs and Enforcement Directorate, in this regard. President Draupadi Murmu has said, shared cultural heritage and democratic values are the foundation of India-Mongolia relations. Welcoming President of Mongolia, Kurelsukh Ukna, at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday, President Murmu said India and Mongolia are strategic partners, third neighbours and spiritual neighbours. She said over past 25 years, India has undertaken various cultural projects in Mongolia, including the restoration of Buddhist monasteries and the reprinting of ancient manuscripts. The President also hosted a banquet in the honour of Mongolian President. In Rajasthan, the death toll in the bus fire accident on Jaisalmer-Jodhpur highway has risen to 20. The incident took place around 3:30 p.m. yesterday when an AC sleeper bus caught fire on the Jaisalmer-Jodhpur highway. According to reports, 19 passengers were charred to death inside the bus, while one person succumbed to burn injuries during treatment. Over 50 people were on board the bus at the time of the accident. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma visited the accident site in the evening and later met the injured at the Jodhpur hospital. He directed officials to ensure proper medical care for all the victims. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the tragic deaths of several people. The central government has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees each for those injured. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, conducted searches at multiple locations across Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Kerala in online job fraud case. During the action carried out under Operation Chakra 5 yesterday, 3 persons were arrested. In this case, thousands of innocent citizens across India were allegedly cheated of crores of rupees through deceptive online schemes. India will resume international postal services to the United States from today. In a release, the Ministry of Communications said India Post has now established a compliant mechanism for delivery duty paid processing over extensive system development and coordination with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered renowned scientist Bharat Ratna and former President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his birth anniversary today. In a social media message, Prime Minister Modi said Dr. Kalam was as a visionary who ignited young minds and inspired the nation to dream big. Mr. Modi added that his life remains the people that humility and hard work are vital for success. Goa's Agriculture Minister and former Chief Minister Ravi Naik passed away last night following a cardiac arrest. He was 79. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant expressed deep sorrow over his demise, describing Naik as a stalwart of Goan politics. In badminton, Indian shuttlers began their BWF World Junior Championship with comfortable wins in Guwahati. In girls' category, medal hopefuls Tanvi Sharma, Unnati Huda and Rakshita Shriyar launched their campaign with comfortable victories in Guwahati yesterday. And that is the end of the news bulletin.